spirits, it is hunting season, and I don't know about you, but if you have not checked out my last episode and this episode right now, you are missing out. My two brothers, the real Remy Red, as well as Carlos, are dropping real gems on self-awareness and gun protection, safety, all that good stuff. So please stay tuned and do yourself a favor. Protect yourself. Don't neglect yourself. Let go.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
It is so much stuff to uncover. Spirits.
What are they teaching these children in school, child? Okay, just saying, know your laws.
Wow, I have an opinion, and I'm going to voice it, so...
can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it, and if they are, they're not telling you where to get it? No, okay, wait a minute, I was not ready for that laugh. Wait!
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like... I'm right.
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Wait a minute. I know you're ready to listen to the show, but before you do, my spirits, hit that subscribe button. Hit it right now. Hit it before you quit it. Yeah, but definitely hit that subscribe button. Support your girl. And also, hit me up on my website at www.kamauempire.com. That's www.kamauempire.com. For more information about me, don't forget I am my own PR, public relations and community relations firm. So therefore I can help you out in your community. And I am a full service public relations firm. So therefore I do websites, logos, and so much more. Check me out on my website. Your girl is here for you. Let go. Spirits, welcome back to my podcast. If you don't already know, you are listening to My First Amendment with your host, Miss Kiki Kamau. That is I'm your girl, and I appreciate you for being here, because you could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with your girl, so I appreciate you. And guess what day it is, spirits? Well, you already know it. We are officially in December. Can you believe it? But
yeah.
All right. Giggity, giggity, giggity. Yes, it is hump day. It is Wednesday. You know, this is the day that I drop my favorite podcast segments, episodes, all that good stuff. Wednesdays is the best day, spirits. It's the middle of the week. I figured, you know, let's break up the monotony. Let's listen to a podcast from Kiki. Let's feel good about ourselves. So that's why I put it out on Wednesdays, if anybody ever wanted to know. Just break up a little monotony. So yes, today is December 1st, 2021. Oh my goodness, I almost forgot it was 2021 Wednesday. Can you believe we're already in December, spirits? For real. So, just a recap, because I don't know if I said anything last week. I did not celebrate. I usually like to celebrate holidays. This was prior to me having children. I was like a huge holiday fanatic. And then when I had my oldest daughter, I still was celebrating. I was, you know, with her dad and stuff like that. And then my youngest daughter, I kind of started to get, like, taken aback a little bit because of her ethnicity. I wanted to introduce her to who she is and all that stuff like I was doing my oldest daughter. So now I've retracted all of that. And I only really officially celebrate Kwanzaa and, like, Juneteenth and anything that's, like, Aboriginal Black American holiday, you know. You feel me? You know. So because it's an opportunity to educate my daughters, you know, I educate them on anything. So if it's Thanksgiving, I'm having them watch, like, Pocahontas and, you know, and movies like that so that they can understand. And then I'll tell them, you know, what really went on, and then we'll watch documentaries and things like that. So I haven't been celebrating holidays lately. One of my favorite holidays of all times was always, it was always my birthday. But then in addition to that, it was Halloween. So I wasn't able to celebrate it this year because of the passing of my niece. I just wanted to chill this year. But I'm definitely doing Kwanzaa up huge. So I just wanted to put that out there because we are in December now, spirits. And if you are not following me on Instagram, definitely follow me on my artist page. It's where I'll be educating you and showing you and just opening up. I'll just be educating you on how to celebrate Kwanzaa. But if you are a friend or a very close friend or a family member, you can follow me on my personal Instagram page, which is Kiki_family_vibes. And that is where you'll actually see us celebrating out Kwanzaa for those 7 days. So on my artist page, Miss Kiki Kamau on Instagram, you'll be seeing how you can celebrate it with your family. Like, I'll show you, you know, what things decorate and all that stuff. But when it comes to seeing my children and my family and stuff like that, obviously I had to make that personal because my life is starting to get a little bit more public. So I had to find a way to get a little bit more private. It's weird, I know, but enough about that. Let's talk about my week, spirit. So what has been going on with my week? Today is Wednesday. Monday, Tuesday happened. I woke up Saturday? No, actually, I think it was Monday morning with a head cold. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, spirits, but it is here. And I am not clear, but it's getting better and better every day. I don't, I'm not one of those people that want to claim things that is not true, okay? So I do not call it a cold. I do not say I'm sick. I don't do none of that. I just say I'm not feeling well, but I will be feeling better soon once I drink me some stuff and do some this. And a little bit of that, okay? Yeah, no, we're not claiming that around here. But I do have my emergency tea. I have my tea. I have soups. The only thing I don't have is medicine, but I plan on getting that Friday. But anyways, moving on. So I did get sick, get a little head cold on Monday, and here we are Wednesday, battling it out. So, it is what it is. It is what it is. It happens to the best of us, right? And I do believe that sometimes God does that for you to say, for your body to just be like, let me sit down. Maybe I was doing too much. You right, God. Maybe I was doing too much. Let me sit my ass down somewhere and call it a day. So that's what I'm doing. So I've just been relaxing. I've been trying to de-stress because this weekend was crazy for me, spirits. My 4-year-old's dad called the police on me. He does this every weekend. Every single weekend I have my daughter. This weekend it was because he wanted to take her to the movies on Saturday. Oh, excuse me. And she didn't want to go. And that he did not take no for an answer. And he sent the police to my house and said that I was kidnapping her. And it's just like, sir, every weekend, sir, you are literally the boy who cried wolf. And I can't remember what happened to that boy in the story, but I think the wolves ate them. And if the wolf didn't eat that boy, maybe the wolf should eat that boy. Because I gotta be honest with you, that boy was literally a waste of fucking space. Okay, moving on. Let me just... Woo, I had splashed some water on my face so I can get it back. I'm back. But yeah, so that's like my life, but it's so much more traumatic than that. I tried to play it up a little bit or play it down a little bit because I try not to get stressed out. But that whole story will continue to unfold on my private Instagram page for those who do not know. So I'm super duper excited to get into the show. I have a very special guest today with me, Spirits, and do be informed that these interviews are previously recorded. The only thing that is new, the only thing that is new that you are hearing are my morning greetings when it comes to season two, because that's the only thing that, you know, I wanted to make sure that you did understand. I am up in the morning with you. I am rocking it out. All of this is natural. I literally wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning to do these. To do the podcast as far as the morning greeting. Everything else is already previously recorded except for the outro as well. And then, bada boom, bada bam, I put it together and wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But anyway, Spirits, I do want to let you know this particular episode is very near and dear to my heart. Not saying that none of them were, they all were. But the reason why this one is because when I originally first started my podcast, I told Carlos, you know, hey, I really need to do an episode with you because I just thought, in my eyes, he's famous. In my eyes, he's doing something different in the Black community that no one here in Tampa, Florida is doing. So I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to get this man on my podcast. I need the world to know this man. So when he originally came to me on my birthday last year, the entire interview got deleted. Then when he came to me just recently, the entire interview was able to be kept, but the video footage was deleted. Spirits, I know you're probably like, girl, get your shit together. And I will, I promise. But I just wanted to let you know that's why this episode is super duper important. So if I'm babying him, it's not because I'm trying to. It's because I've been trying to get this man's voice out on my podcast for I don't know how long, since my birthday last year in July. Are you kidding me? Well, actually, that was this year, but yeah. I don't know where that little voice came from, but I tend to like try to get all Hispanic. I don't know. Don't judge me. I could be anything. Take a look. Okay, I'm digressing, but moving forward, definitely stay tuned for this episode because he is dropping Carlos. I apologize. Carlos is dropping real gem, Spirits, on self-awareness, on gun violence, on how he even got started in the gun, in the firearm training biz, you know, and where he is currently located so you can go and shoot with him. You do not want to miss this, Spirits. He is dropping real gems. Let go.
A man with a rifle or a club can only be stopped by a person who defends himself with a rifle or a club. That's equality. If the United States government doesn't want me and you to have rifles, then take the rifles away from those racist. If they don't want me and you to have clubs, then take the clubs away from those racist. If they don't want you and me to get violent, then stop the racists from being violent. Don't teach us nonviolence. By Malcolm X. But I'm super, super duper excited to have you here because the first time you and I met you on my birthday and I met you through my sister. Mm-hmm. And I remember the way it was kind of funny because I want to tell the story because the way it was funny because her and I were both going out for our license, our gun license. Mm-hmm. And I'm military, so I'm supposed to already have mines and all this stuff, but I didn't go get my, all I had was like my DD2, my DD12 or whatever, my DD214. Yeah. And I didn't need to go to like any gun training, anything, because I already had all that stuff, right? Mm. But she needed to do all that stuff, right? So I'm like way behind. I'm still haven't gotten mine. Next thing you know, she called me. She's like, girl, I got my license. I got my gun. I'm like, how did you do all of that? So She told me you. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to check this person out. Let's see what this is all about. So I want to know, like, what is, like, your process? And, like, first of all, before we even get into your whole process of how people can even, like, be certified as a gun owner, mm-hmm. why did you even get into this business? Like, what, how did that happen?
So I started, I've been teaching now 14 years. Mm-hmm. I initially got into it because when I was seven, eight, somewhere around there, my mom and her three kids, me, my brother, and my sister, who were leaving my grandmother's house on MLK in Florida. Mm-hmm. And long story short, while we were waiting at the bus stop, a dude walked up and robbed her at gunpoint.
Wow.
And I remember feeling helpless that, you know, I couldn't help my mom, and me being the eldest of her sons, mm-hmm. the eldest child, kind of took it personally at the time. And then later on, years later, a friend of mine who's a nurse was leaving Tampa General, mm-hmm. and someone walked up, ran up and grabbed her purse and was high off meth, did not realize the purse was wrapped around her arm and dragged her about a block and a half.
Oh, wow.
Realized that he was dragging her.
Oh, my goodness.
And the friction kind of scarred her real bad, so...
Wow.
Yeah, so.
And you were how old at that time?
17, 18, somewhere around there.
So from having someone, you know, rob your mom and then having that happen to, you say, your sister?
No, I was just a close friend of mine.
A close friend of yours. So that had to be very traumatizing for you. So you probably were thinking, like, what? Like, I gotta be able to know how to shoot somebody?
So I've always been very militant. Mm-hmm. And wanted to more so teach everybody else how to protect themselves. I was always good with guns, even as a little kid, but I was never a fan of them. Mm. And then once I started realizing, okay, yeah, let me start teaching other people to protect themselves. That's when it branched off into something different. And mm-hmm. it's like, all right, let me go ahead and look into it and start taking different training. So, I mean, I took everything up to sniper training, from basic handguns, cleaning classes, being an armorer, different things like that. I was like, all right, let's do it. And,
you know. So for 14 years, you were doing that, like training, all that stuff. So tell me a little bit about what you're doing now, because I think, do you have like your own gun range? Like what?
So I have 12 different gun ranges on contract. I have a primary range. Shout out to Shoot Straight, who tolerates all of my shenanigans. So I have 12 different ranges on contract that I'm able to go teach at, that I have $1 million insurance to cover when me and my students are there. So Shoot Straight on 301 and MLK here in Tampa is one of the main ones. And then Guncraft out in Ruskin, which is an outdoor range, is my advanced range, because you can do a lot more outdoors than you can indoor. You can't draw from concealment,
right,
or hide behind objects, or, you know, shoot from cover, anything like that. At the outdoor range, we can set up obstacle course, and you know, you can go for
it. I love that. Yes, I love that. So if what, like, got you into, how did you even get started into Shoot Straight? Like, did you just walk in, you know, have a contract with them? Like, how did that work?
Like, I literally walked in and was like, hey, you know, want to teach a class, you know, what's the criteria, what's going on? And, you know, they explained, they were nice about it. We need this documentation. So initially.
That is so cool. Yeah. That was so brave of you. I would have never been able to do that.
No, I mean, at the point, because there's my main thing is I was looking for a black gun range. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, there aren't any.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, there's one in the state of Florida, mm-hmm. which is in Miami. Hopefully one day I will open the second one.
Yes.
But yeah, the one in Miami, of course, that's too far. Mm-hmm. When I travel down there and teach, then okay, yeah, that's where I'm going. But here I had to find someone that was reputable, that I knew was going to be consistent. I also wanted someone that if I happen to forget ammo, or if I happen mm-hmm. to forget targets, that they had that stuff in stock. So Shoot Straight was a clear choice for me. And then later on, I started finding about these smaller ranges. There's one right here on Fowler, the mm-hmm. indoor shooting company. Much smaller range. You can't shoot rifles. So it's like, let me go to shoot straight. I can shoot everything from A to Z and rock out like that.
So how did you get the word out? Because you started, basically, you did this on your own. How did you get the word out?
So I've tried. Anyone that started business will tell you, starting off in business, you do 10 million things wrong. I started out with shirts. I ordered 10,000 business cards, websites. I had magnets on my car. I did Facebook advertising. And literally at the end of the day, it came down to Facebook, Instagram, mm-hmm. and my website.
So word of mouth. What was the whole purpose? Like, I know that you said you wanted to shoot, you wanted to teach people, but like, what was the whole, because it seems like you're more of like a Black activist, like you really want Black people to know how to shoot and understand weapons. So why did you shoot towards, like, I really want people to go to gun ranges and learn how to shoot? Like, why did you feel like
so
people need to know that?
That's a huge part of it. So a lot of people don't understand. When you come to a concealed weapons or firearms class, mm-hmm. the basic concealed weapons class is considered a safety class. Mm-hmm. Legally, we don't have to talk about the laws and things of that nature. We're not required to. Certain things we do have to go over, yes, but mm-hmm. as far as the actual laws, we're not required to go over them. I wanted to make sure that in our community, mm-hmm. that we know when we can, when we can't, what we can, what we can't do. Where we can carry, where we can't, things of that nature. And that's like been my biggest drive mm-hmm. in the way that I teach, the way I go about doing what
yes.
I do, to make sure that, yeah, and they, I hate to say it this way, but it's real. In the white communities, mm-hmm. they definitely have people teaching from, kids from three mm-hmm. up, and they're ingrained with this knowledge. We, you see dudes carrying guns and don't know the first thing about it, and then they get in a gunfight and they die, and they're like, oh, but I had my gun. Yeah, but you...
I love that. And see, now you're making me want to take a class, too, because when I was in the military, they put all type of guns in our hands, but they do not tell us the laws and the constitutional laws and things like that. So I love that you're actually teaching them how to use the weapon, and you're educating them on the laws, the amendments and all that stuff that is required through the state of Florida. So I love that. So you've been doing this for 14 years. What is the most important lesson that you teach in the concealed carry case in the course? Like, what is the most important lesson besides the gun laws? Like, is there anything else that you teach them as far as like the gun, how to carry it, or anything about the safety?
The safety, and I try to stress situational awareness and mm-hmm. de-escalation. So situational awareness is a game changer. Mm-hmm. You can be the best, quickest gunslinger in the state of Florida, and if I'm able to get up on you because you're not aware of your surroundings, I don't care how quick you are. So stress situational awareness. As a matter of fact, since the holidays coming out here, y'all, please be very aware of your surroundings. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you have your gifts or your goods in your trunk, not visible in your back seat. It is that holiday season. Yeah. People are going to be trying to snatch purses and rob and do nefarious things. So be aware of your surroundings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I appreciate you for saying that as well. So what is, would you say, the best caliber for someone to use when it comes to self-defense?
So in self-defense, the minimum caliber you need is 380. 380 and higher. So 22, 25, even 32 in most cases, they do not have enough stopping power to actually put force on a person and put them down, or to cause enough damage to make them second guess what they're doing. 380 or higher, I always suggest hollow points. Hollow points are designed to, on impact, spread open, cause more damage. And then what most people don't realize is when they're spreading open, they're grabbing onto what's inside that person, slowing them down.
Oh, wow.
Potentially preventing them from going through them and hitting somebody innocent.
Wow. Do you have any of one of those right now to show?
Course.
Okay, let me see if we can zoom in on this. And I'm just going to put the camera a little bit closer. And Spirits, I You can see this on the YouTube channel as well. It's going to be on my YouTube. So definitely stay tuned for that. But yeah, the camera right here. So these are the ones that you practice with. And then are any of these the real ones? Or are the red tips the ones, the practice ones?
No. So the red tips are the hollow points.
Okay.
The, let's see here. Target ammo is just your full FMJ.
Okay.
So this is a target round.
Let me show that.
Yeah, that's your target round. And
target round.
Yeah, full metal jacket or FMJ. And all it does is the difference between the two is that there we go, we'll
pull a little guy. Okay.
So the difference between the two is that this one is nice and smooth. There's nothing to grab onto it to slow it down or to prevent it from going through your target, hitting something else until it's hit something hard enough to stop it. With the hollow points, because they're expanding, they're opening up, and they're literally grabbing on to whatever's in their path enough to make sure that they are, again, potentially, depending on how close, depending on what you're shooting at, it's not a guarantee, but it does have that X factor where it is helping to slow it down and potentially not hitting somebody innocent.
Gotcha. And that's very important because I don't know. I remember a whole incident back when Tupac was like at the park or something, and then somebody was trying to shoot at him. They end up hitting the child or whatever the case may be. But then you're saying that it can actually come out of them and like hit another person.
Absolutely.
So that's good to know if you're, you know, anybody that's, you know, want to be able to protect somebody else if you're only targeting a one person or whatever the case may be. So that's good to know.
So one of the things to understand is even if you, let's say you get into an incident and you're literally legally defending yourself and you shoot and it goes through somebody and hits someone innocent, you may not be criminally liable, but you're definitely civilly liable.
Got you.
You know what I mean? And you could be criminally liable if there was some form of negligence or things of that nature. But even if it's a clean shoot, it was clear cut self-defense, you're liable for every single round that you fire.
Right.
So another thing, please, because I'm gonna preach on this on my page later on with New Year's coming up, please don't shoot in the air.
Yeah.
Shoot, if you just have to shoot, shoot in a soft, dirted area. Make sure it's clear of debris so there's no ricochet. I actually had a partner of mine that was walking his 3-year-old daughter to the store a few years ago in St. Pete. And someone shot a rifle round in the air and it came down and took his shoulder off while he was walking his daughter.
Oh my God. So it can just hit anywhere. I had no idea that that was possible. Oh,
it, when a round goes up, it is coming back down a lot harder and a lot faster than when it went up.
Oh my God.
So, and according to the ballistics, he got the bullet that was fired was over 5 blocks away.
Wow.
So, yeah. Please shoot soft, dirted area. Make sure it's clear debris so there's no ricochet. Or just go to the gun range.
Yes, or just go to the gun range. Real legal stuff can affect you, you know, if you are not, you know, taking care of these or handling these guns properly. So, yes. So let me ask you this, and you probably already answered. How do I know if I'm choosing the right gun for myself?
So it's all about personal preference, how it feels in your hand. So, for instance, this is a 9mm. It's clear, by the way. We're in here. It is clear. But 9mm Gen 4 Glock 19. The Glock 43X. Now, both of these are 9mm.
I like this one better because it's so much smaller.
and most people will say that. This one is actually easier to shoot.
Oh, wow.
So the bigger the gun, the more weight it has, the weight helps absorb the recoil.
Oh.
Now, that's something to take into account. Also, where are you going to carry it? For women, they have bra holsters, panty holsters, thigh holsters, purse holsters, hip holsters. I'm pretty sure now they got some, you know, you just, whatever.
Right.
You know
what I mean? So, they're coming out with all kinds of things.
If they ain't got it, if y'all think about it,
right.
They want to come
underwear
out with it. Oh, they got those.
Oh, they already do. Dang, okay.
Like, yeah, you want to get some? Okay. Oh, yeah,
oh my
got
goodness.
It.
They coming out with everything.
Yeah, but the how does it feel in your hand? Mm-hmm. Can you manipulate? Can you manipulate the slide? Can you function with it? Again, where are you going to keep it? Where are you going to conceal it? Just a bunch of different factors. It's literally about personal preference.
Right.
They're the same size. These guns are literally one's almost half the size of the other one. Mm-hmm. And yet and still, they shoot the same size bullet. They're going to do the same amount of damage.
Right.
As far as the round. So it's about what's comfortable for you. You don't want to get something that's overly big that you can't handle. You don't want to get something that's too small that you can't handle.
Right.
You know, how does it feel in your hand? Can I actually use the functions of the weapon? And then everyone knows Glock. Glock is synonymous in the gun world with, their slogan literally is Glock perfection. Shout out to Glock, one of my personal favorite brands. But Glocks don't make external safeties. Mm. So,
and what's an external safety?
So an external thumb safety would be on the firing side, the strong side of the gun for you to, boom, for you to click on and off. And all it does is prevent the trigger from being depressed when you're not meaning to.
Wow. Okay.
Glocks don't have external safeties. So if that's something that, let's say you're a new shooter or mm-hmm. that's just something that you're adamant about having, then you definitely want to find a firearm that has the features that you're looking for, that's comfortable for you, that's in your price point. You don't mm-hmm. want to go out and spend $1,500 on your first gun and then a year later don't like it.
Right,
you
know? Right.
I literally got guns that's, an arm and a leg, and I never carried, like the Desert Eagle. Where am I going to carry that thing?
Right, I know. That's the one I saw on my birthday.
What am I going to do with that, So,
right.
Me personally, I'm a 9mm guy. Mm-hmm. And the reason being is I'm a doomsday prepper. Mm-hmm. So I think about, even let's say, God forbid, so let's say there's some type of pandemic where we are now, there's an EMP, there's mm-hmm. no power grid, everything's crazy.
And it can happen because the way the world is looking right now, it's starting to get crazy.
Or even something that's more likely to happen. Let's say there's a race war. Mm-hmm. Let's say there's a race riot or second civil war, however you want to word it. You know what I mean? I know if this Ahmaud Arbery trial don't go right, a lot of people going to be ready to shoot. So, but I try to think about, where can I get more ammo?
Right.
9mm is the most used round in the world.
Okay. So that's good to know.
So if I run out, cause they're finite. Mm-hmm. Eventually I'm going to run out. Where can I trade or barter or be able to steal some? If I have a, 5.7, which is a very rare round, most people don't have it, it's less likely for me to find ammo in a scenario when I need it.
Right. You that makes sense.
So, yeah.
So a 9mm is a more accessible
absolutely.
Weapon when
and
it comes
to... still got enough power for me to...
do what you got to do. I get you. So how many firearms would you say a person should have, or would you limit a person of firearms?
I definitely would not put a limit on it. It's all about your budget and also about you being able to safely store them. Mm-hmm. I'm big on that. I have kids, for y'all out there that have kids, mm-hmm. We want to make sure our kids are safe. And at the end of the day, we're human. You go out with the girls and have one too many mimosas, a glass of mm-hmm. wine, or me having too many shots of hen or whatever, and I set my gun down, or I just got guns laying around the house and forget that they're there. One of my kids' friends come mm-hmm. over, there's a potential, accident. So get as many guns as you can safely store. Mm-hmm. If you can't buy a safe, a lockbox, then you may want to wait.
Yeah.
But absolutely, me personally, I believe if you have the money over time, you should have at least one rifle style gun, one shotgun, one handgun.
Show me, I know you were, you brought so many goodies. So show me a couple of things that you think. This is not an M16, is it?
This is not. So this is a 308. Technically, this is a pistol.
Oh. Okay.
Technically, this is a pistol.
Yeah.
Yeah. So technically,
can you see it? Okay.
This is a Diamondback 308. technically this is a pistol. And the reason because is that the barrel is less than 16 and a half inches. Mm-hmm. And it has this little nice little gadget here, which is a pistol brace. Mm-hmm. So because of the shortness or length of it, the ATF qualifies this as a pistol. Now, clearly, this is a rifle, and the round for it, and when it knows firearms, 308s is a lot bigger than an AR or AK round. This is a big boy. She has a lot of power.
Yes.
I carry, or this is one of my favorites simply because of how compact it is. Mm-hmm. I can use it to clear tight spaces or maneuver and still have the power for something a little more, more long distance if I need to get.
I was gonna say, what would you shoot this for? What would you shoot this with? I'm sorry, like deer hunting. That's not a hunting gun though.
It can be.
Absolutely. Okay.
I personally would, depending on if someone breaks in, I would probably depending on.
Because I was always raised to use a shotgun if someone breaks in.
I do love shotguns. They are very powerful. Shotguns are probably one of my top favorite guns or favorite style guns to shoot. But if someone's breaking in, I may grab this. It's out of these two.
Okay.
This one because it has the light on there. So
nice.
At nighttime, if I need to. And also, that'll blind you.
Oh, yeah.
It'll cause you to back up. This one here.
This one has a...
So this one has a 2.5x20 scope on it.
Right.
It's zeroed in, meaning that it is on target up to, I think this one is zeroed at 100 yards.
Mm.
So she's pretty on point.
Nice. And how many times have you shot in that, lately?
Oh, I probably, in the last 3 months, I probably ran about 5,000 rounds.
Nice. And you do that at the gun range. Like, you can take these big ones at the gun range? Because I always thought that you can take.
No, absolutely.
So you can actually practice with.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, my Mossberg Maverick.
Now, that's a shotgun.
Yeah, this is a shotgun.
I love the sound.
Yeah, that sound is universal.
Yes.
Yeah, That's definitely universal. Again, one of my favorite style guns to shoot. You hear that?
Yeah.
You hear that? Yeah, like if you still in the way, that's just on you. Right. That, you know, at that point.
Now talk to me about the handling with the shotgun, because I know when I was in the military, it had a huge drawback, like a kickback with my shoulder.
Right.
Do you teach them how to hold it in your facility? Absolutely. Like, do you let them know all of that stuff as well? Because I was not prepared.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the main things for me personally is I try to make you feel comfortable while you're shooting. I'm not going to start you off on something that's so big and so treacherous that it immediately turns you off from shooting. Mm-hmm. As an instructor, I failed at that point because, mm-hmm. If it's not something that you like to do, you're less inclined to come back and practice. You're less inclined to really get the training that you need.
Gotcha.
And that's literally, very, backwards or contradictory to my goal. My mm-hmm. goal is not for you to come in and say, for the CCW or the concealed weapons permit, you need one class. My goal is not to say, okay, you got your one class. Thank you for your money. Right. Keep it moving. Especially in the Black community,
mm-hmm.
I want you to come back and train. I want you to be proficient, especially with something that literally changes lives.
Mm-hmm.
For the ladies, I tell them all the time, Monday nights at a bunch of the ranges, ladies shoot free.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ladies shoot free
Monday nights at which one? The shooter range?
She'll shoot straight there.
Shoot straight.
Yeah, shoot straight. Ladies shoot free. Now, you do have to have your own gun.
Oh, okay.
Ammo, things of that. You just don't pay the range fee, the $17 range fee.
Okay.
However, even if you don't have your own gun, they have it where you can literally become a member.
Mm-hmm.
A member.
Yeah,
there you go. And you're able to rent one of theirs, which is phenomenal. So let's say you want to buy a gun. and you go out there and you rent two or three of theirs, mm-hmm. and you're literally able to try them to see what's comfortable before you go spend the money to buy your own, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal. Or call me, and if I got the one you're looking for, I'll meet you at the range and you can pop a few off and see what's up.
Boom.
But yeah, there's no minimum or maximum of guns to have. The minimum is one. We need to change
definitely
that.
Need one.
we in definitely every need household. To change that in the Black community. We definitely need to change that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm gonna speak on something that's a little controversial. Train your kids. I know, like, a lot of people, like, oh, I'm not training my kids to shoot. It's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You train them to drive, and that's dangerous.
Yes,
you
know that's true.
In the 14 years I've been doing this, every year I do an analysis of my students for my purposes and, mm-hmm. and for my business, mm-hmm. and it's literally almost a 60% difference in the amount of Caucasian children
that
their parents have sent to me to train versus the kids in our own community.
So wait, you actually train children?
Oh yeah, my kids.
Oh,
my personal kids have been shooting since they were five.
Wow.
My oldest son has been shooting since he was three.
Take my daughter too. I have tried to put a gun in her hand. She is scared. So how do you get them over that fear? Like,
so. That's all right. Glock 44.
Yeah.
So Glock 44.
Mm-hmm.
Clear. Glock 44, which is a 22.
Mm-hmm.
So shoots the little baby round.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, it's like shooting a high powered. I kind of compare it to a high powered BB gun. A little more powerful than that, but that's what I tell the kids. And literally, it's not as loud as the other guns.
Mm-hmm.
So they start getting that confidence. I start my adult shooters out with that.
Okay.
Because, you know, again, I want something in your hand that you shoot and you're like, oh, that's not as bad as what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Okay, I can do this. Once you got that self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
you're absorbing the instruction that I'm giving you. You now have built that confidence in yourself to continue trying, to continue learning. To now, at this point, now we can make something happen. Now we can get you to that point where you feel comfortable enough to actually protect yourself.
Got you. Right. So let's talk about your teachings in your classes, because I know that, you know, you want to get the word out and you want to teach as many people as possible. What are some packages and, like, how can people find you?
Okay. So TFT813.com is my website. Tampa Firearm Training. You'll see the logo.
Yes.
Tampa Firearm Training on both Instagram and Facebook. I have in-home classes, cleaning classes, cleaning services. So if you say, hey, look, I don't want to learn how to clean my gun, I simply just don't have the time, mm-hmm. I don't have the equipment, I don't have the necessary cleaning supplies, I say, okay, cool, you come to me and drop it off, I clean it, okay, for a nominal fee, bring it back to you. Cool, everything's good. And you say, hey, listen, I need to learn how to clean my gun because it is imperative that the firearms are clean and maintained properly.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to learn how to do that. And I'll come and do that. So I have in-home training classes, basic safety, and then with range classes, I have the basic concealed weapons, advanced tactics, draw from concealment, advanced shooting, and then sniper, rifle, and shotgun training.
Nice. Okay. Well, I definitely have so many more questions to ask you, but we're going to have to do that for a later time because I want to introduce you to someone as well. But I do appreciate you, Carlos, for stopping by. And thank you so much. A dilly, dilly, dilly. That's all, folks. So I just hope you spirits enjoyed that that interview. I hope you were able to get your pen, pencil, write some things down, jot some things down. Again, I do apologize. We thought that it was being recorded, so a lot of times you heard him say, like, right here and stuff like that, as if we were making sure that the camera were paying attention to everything that we were doing. But
It did not get recorded, but I do have a bonus clip I will be introducing on my YouTube channel next Friday. So be on the lookout for this Friday, though. If you missed my last week's episode podcast, the full interview will be on my YouTube channel this Friday. So don't miss out on that. But definitely follow my man Carlos on Instagram at Tampa Firearm. He is here to help you, your family, your children, your friends, indoor, outdoor. You know, he is all about that firearm safety training. As well as the last episode with the real Remy Red, he was dropping gems on self-awareness and things of that nature. I don't know about you spirits, but it is truly hunting season. We just passed November 26th. Some people recognize that day as a holiday. I don't. But I do know that our indigenous people were brutally beaten, raped, and killed on that day. And I do know that for over 400 years, African Americans, Aboriginals have been going through it. So what I do know is that it is literally December. This is the time that cops usually get the biggest, boldest balls of all time. This is the time they're trying to pull you over. This is the time they're trying to make sure they get all their points because they're trying to rack them up before the end of the year, spirits. So don't be stupid. Don't neglect yourself. Protect yourself for real, because they are out here trying to kill us. It really is hunting season. So don't forget to hit up my man Carlos on Instagram so he can show you how to get your life together before it's too late. All right? And let me tell you before I end this, it is not too late to shoot straight. Check my boy out on Instagram. Bye, spirits. And I look forward to talking to you next week. I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to empathizing with you. And I look forward to seeing you. Until next time, fly high, spirits.